For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi. Now that Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Chris Belcher is eligible for retirement, he is weighing his options for next year. That's according to an email Belcher sent out last week to Columbia Public Schools staff. One of his options could be a teaching position with the MU College of Education. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says Belcher sent the email to remain transparent with staff about his situation.
It's a difficult decision for him because he does enjoy being superintendent of Columbia Public Schools. So he's beginning to consider his options, and eventually he will make a decision about what he wants to do.
Belcher has applied for the position of assistant teaching professor of PK-12 leadership and policy at MU's Department of Educational Leadership and Policy Analysis. Barbara Peterson with the College of Education said in a statement to KBIA that Belcher emerged as the strongest candidate for an on-campus interview. After recent successes in Michigan and Indiana, supporters of right-to-work laws now are focusing their efforts on Missouri, Ohio, and Oregon. But instead of relying on potentially reluctant governors to enact the measures, they are looking to place the issue before voters. In Missouri, the Republican-led legislature will consider whether to refer the measure to the 2014 ballot. Two dozen states currently have the right-to-work laws that prohibit union fees from being a condition of employment. Conservative lawmakers and business groups have been leading the charge. Unions have opposed the measures with mixed results. Governor Jay Nixon was in Columbia today to talk about his plan to address the shortage of mental health professionals in Missouri. KBIA's Kate Grumke has this.
Of the state's 114 counties, only 10 of those are considered by the federal government to have enough mental health professionals. To try to fix this problem, Governor Jay Nixon announced today that the fiscal year 2015 budget will include $20 million in grants for mental health education programs. Nixon hopes the investment will train 1,200 new mental health specialists for the state.
It is a magnet to folks who have to pay what they have to pay for college to know that if they work hard and play by the rules and get their certification and degrees, there are real jobs back in their communities here in the Show Me State that are available.
The University of Missouri in Columbia will be receiving about $6,500. Truman State will be receiving about $500,000, and Moberly Area Community College will be receiving about $160,000. The money will go toward new labs and training facilities at the schools, and will also create a mental health internship program at Fulton State Hospital. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
Scientists with the Missouri Department of Conservation are using DNA testing to find out whether an animal shot and killed by a hunter last month was a wolf. The 80-pound female, believed to be about 2 years old, was shot by a landowner on his property in southeast Missouri's Wayne County. After shooting, the hunter realized it might be a wolf, a federally protected animal that cannot be hunted. He turned it over to the Missouri Department of Conservation. The DNA testing will determine if the animal was a wolf, a coyote, a dog, or something known as a wolf hybrid, the offspring of a wolf and a dog. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.